Dear diary, there are dog people. There are cat people. There are no pet people. Everyone is free to be whatever they want to be. I'm a dog person. I love them, and I think they're great. I'm not a cat person. I hate them, and I think they're mean. But that's just my opinion. If you like cats, more power to you. Go ahead and have cats, drink milk together, listen to Taylor Swift, whatever. But a reminder, that is a you decision. And this decision should not impact me. So when I'm sitting in my living room, minding my own business, and I have the front door open because it's a nice day and I want to have some fresh air, I should not have your cat walk through my front door.
Oh, hey, meow, is this house taken?
Get out of here! To be clear, I don't have my front door just open and exposed to the earth. I also have a screened-in porch, but Garfield over here goes ahead and wiggles through that door and comes waltzing on into my house. This is not my cat. I don't want to have a cat. And yet, cat person thinks it's perfectly fine to let their animal roam the neighborhood. Something tells me, if my dog walked on in your house, you would not be okay with that. So why is it okay to let your cat walk into mine and hang out in my yard and poop in my garage and everything else? And diary, I know I've brought this up before, but I'm gonna keep doing it in hopes that eventually the cat people will listen. Pets are to be inside. If you don't want them there, then don't have pets. And if you want to act like you have outdoor pets, then just let the raccoons root around in your garbage. Now they can be your buddies. My wife says, oh, it's a sign. Yes, it's a sign of how angry I get when there's a cat in my house. We don't need that kind of energy. Okay, moving on, diary. Can I just ask a quick question? Why do washing machines have to be so stupid? As if laundry isn't annoying enough. Why does the washing machine then sit there and be all needy and demand that it also needs to be clean? You have one job, to clean things. So why are we then being asked to clean you separately? Can't you figure that out for yourself? And I don't want to hear the reasonable explanations about how they get dirty. All that means is that we know the problem at hand and the washing machine people need to figure it out. I mean, where does it end? If I have to then get a washing machine cleaner, then what? Who cleans the cleaner of the thing that cleans the cleaner? Ah, you see what I'm saying here. And yes, I'm saying something dumb, but I don't care. Fix it. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.